extraordinary tales of our time. It's a story of change. A change which has affected all of us. Some say it's a change for the worse. Others find it a change that is very exciting.
Since the beginning of time, people have noticed that the world has a dual nature. On the one hand, everything that happens on the material level is quite understandable and can be explained in terms of natural science. On the other hand, when faced with phenomena belonging to the subtle, non-material world, these laws fail. Why are these two aspects of reality not able to be united into a universal concept? It is nothing short of bizarre, as if the world were playing hide and seek with us, trying to disguise its true essence. Scientists discover a law explaining something, and here, the world surprises us, and something controversial takes place. This case could be invasive. Shadow-like truth doesn't seem to have any ending. The world does not only conceal its real face, it turns into whatever we want it to be. This applies to all fields of science. For instance, if the world is perceived as an object on the micro-world, you may be certain that there will be experiments proving this theory. Suppose the world is not a particle, but an electromagnetic wave. Well, it won't mind, but will act accordingly, pretending to be whatever you want it to be. Ask the world a question. What does it consist of? Is it massive matter? You may be certain you'll get a positive answer. And what if it's still a mass of energy? Right again. It is acknowledged that formation and annihilation of microparticles is a permanent process going on in a vacuum. Energy transforms into matter and vice versa. Again, you shouldn't ask the world what is primary, matter or consciousness. It will keep changing its masks. Those who have different viewpoints keep on debating, seeking to promote opposite ideas, but reality brings us a bulletproof verdict on all. In fact, correct. In other words, the world does not only invade, but also agrees with us, behaving like a mirror, so to speak. It literally reflects all our ideas whatsoever about what surrounds us. So, does it mean that all our efforts to find a versatile key to reality are in vain? In no event will the world disagree with human suggestions, yet it will never give a direct answer. The clue is much simpler. Don't try to find universal truth by studying separate aspects of the multifaceted reality. The only thing you have to accept is the fact that reality, like a mirror, has got two sides. The physical side, which can be felt, and the metaphysical one, lying beyond the borders of our perception, but no less objective. Nowadays, science deals with what is reflected in the mirror, while esotericism is trying to look at the world from the other side of the mirror. And this is what the whole debate is about. What is there on the other side of the mirror? Transurfing as an esoteric teaching gives one possible answer to this question. On the other side of the mirror lies a space of variations, an information structure storing the scripts for all possible flows of events. The number of variations is endless, similar to the number of possible locations of a point on a coordinate system. Everything that happens, is happening, and will happen, is written down there. Hard to believe, isn't it? Where is this space of variation? Is this possible on Earth? In terms of our three-dimensional world vision, it is everywhere and nowhere at the same time. Perhaps it is beyond the borders of the visible universe, or perhaps it's in your coffee cup. In any case, it's not in the third dimension. Paradoxically, we all travel there every single night. Dreams are not illusions, as is commonly supposed. Flamboyantly, we take dreams as pure fantasies, not even knowing that they reflect real things that could be happening in the past or the future. It is known that when dreaming, one can see images which might be coming from another world, things which you know for sure you have never experienced. If a dream is an imitation of reality produced by our brain, then where do all these unimaginable images and plots come from? Given that all psychic consciousness can be attributed to the mind, and the subconscious, to the soul, dreams can be viewed as a flight of the soul traveling through the space of variations. Mind does not imagine dreams, but really sees them. The soul has direct access to the information field, where all scenarios and sceneries are kept fixed, like frames of a film.